Petersfield's Shine Radio.
My name's Sophie Yanyu, and I'm the curator of Petersfield Museum.
So, Sophie, tell me a little bit about yourself. What's your background? How did you get into curation?
So I studied philosophy at university, and I really enjoyed kind of digesting other people's ideas and then sharing them in my writing. And that, I thought, had a lot in common with curating, taking other people's kind of creative outputs and then sharing them with the public. So I went to the Courtauld to study art history, and then I went to Wordsworth Grasmere in the Lake District to do a traineeship in museums, where I learnt under the curator Jeff Cowton all about curatorial practice and also visitor experience, giving tours and things like that. But when I was studying, the thing that I enjoyed most was learning about theories around kind of feminism and identity that weren't to do with kind of women's rights specifically, but just about all of those rules and expectations that were expected to follow in society. And when Paul Orrego's artwork was kind of presented to Petersfield Museum, it was so exciting because she deals with all of that and she wants to expose these rules that we're kind of constrained by and see what might happen if we actually were to break them.
Yeah, I agree. So how long did it take you to put this exhibition together? When did you start? How does the process work? Because I can't imagine it takes 5 minutes. Does it take 4 years, 5 years? Give us a feeling.
Well, we only started last summer.
Wow.
Because we opened the museum in June 2021, and it was only at that point that we had the gallery set up and we had a space that we could say, okay, this is suitable, you can exhibit your work in here and not be worried at all. So that was the point at which we started. But really, I spent kind of a lot of my working time researching Paul Orrego from that point, visiting the exhibitions and working with Marco and Stephen to bring the collection here.
Did you know a lot about Paul Orrego before you started?
I didn't, actually. I studied artwork of the kind of Impressionist and Modern period, so slightly earlier. But a lot of the things she's doing and saying had a lot in common with some of my favourite artists that I've studied.
Who are those?
Well, I really like the work of the Surrealists, who, again, are just very much focused on kind of doing their own thing and following the guidance of the imagination. And I like illustrators as well, or printmakers such as the symbolists like Redon, again, who are really kind of very much guided by the imagination.
Who's Redon? I've never heard of Redon.
So he's a symbolist artist who, he made lots of prints. He made works after books like Hamlet. He did an Ophelia, but the colours are all kind of very rich. Like if you've been to the Watts Gallery, which is relatively local to here, he was working during the same time and inspired by the same ideas as Watts. And yeah, again, it's working from the imagination, and there's quite a bit of humour in his work as well, like with Paul Orrego.
Who are the other female artists that you like?
So as I mentioned, I like the Surrealists. So I like kind of Leonora Carrington and Dorothea Tanning, and yeah, much more than I think the male characters in the Surrealist movement, who I think possibly objectified the people they were painting a bit more and saw the woman as a muse and a gateway to this imaginative realm. But I feel like the women always have a lot of agency, like Paul Orrego. They tell their own story and don't kind of constrain anyone to a particular way of viewing the world. They don't tell anyone how they're supposed to be or what they're supposed to think, which I think makes Paul Orrego's work quite difficult at times, because we sometimes want to be told how we should think. But she was just producing her artwork for her own purposes, really. And I think that honesty inspires kind of honesty in the viewer, which is really important.
Thank you, Sophie.
That was me, Noni Needs, talking to Sophie Yanyu of the Petersfield Museum. She is the curator there, and she has the current show on exhibition. She has just curated Paul Orrego's Literary Inspirations. Go check it out. petersfieldmuseum.co.uk.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, I hope you're well.
Rise and shine.
you know what day it is, guys?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday.
We're back in the groove, aren't we, with Rise and Shine this
week?
We
are. Hit the ground running.
Rise and Shine.
We are doing Petersfield Parenting, about life as a family in Petersfield.
JC Creasy.
Yes, good morning, Alan, to you and to all your listeners.
Rise and Shine, my friends. Rise and Shine.
Petersfield people will know this story.
You can catch Rise and Shine every weekday morning.
Shine.
Every day has something happening.
Petersfield Shine Radio.